Okay, let's begin the Vartlach of this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayeta. We have some incredible Vartlach to share with you. And let's begin with the first Pasuk. We have a few in the first Pasuk. It says, Vayeta Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Charana. Yaakov left from Be'er Sheva and he went to a city called Charan. So the Nachal Kedumim, the Chida, writes, Vayelech Charana, Vayeta Lelechas L'Charan, Rashi says. He went to go to the city of Charan. Ube Pasuk HaKodim prior, Rashi says, Lamadnu, we learn, Mikan Shinitma Mebeis Ever Yudal Chanan. He spent 14 years learning Mebeis Medes Shem Ever. And then he went to the city of Charan. V'ef Shalomar, we could say the following. B'derech Chidud, a very sharp way, Kavanas Rashi, Yatel Alechas L'Charan, what he means, he left to go to Charan. Api Maimram, based on what we have in the Gemara, Kedushin Daf Chavtes, B'din Lilmo Torah V'lisa Isha Ezemem Kodim, which should go first? Should one learn first? Or should one get married first? And the Gemara says, there's a machlokas depending where you live. Halan, B'nei Bavil has one way, and Halhu, them in Eretz Yisrael. So what's Pshat? Which way is which? What do you do in Eretz Yisrael? What do you do in Bavil? Which is first? So there's a machlokas Rashi tells us, but Rabbeinu Tam explains as follows. Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam, B'nei Bavil, Shem Aniyim, in Bavil, they were very poor, Yilmadu Torah of Tchil, they should first learn. And because if they got married first, they'd have to support their wife, and they wouldn't be able to learn. So in Bavel, they should learn first, and then they get married. Ubnei Eretz Yisrael, Shem Hashim, they're wealthy in Eretz Yisrael. Yisru Nashim Tchila, they should first get married, because that's not going to interrupt their learning. They had plenty of money, so they could get married and still learn. Lufiza, according to this, B'tzeitzel made Be'er Sheva when he left Be'er Sheva from Eretz Yisrael. Shehayah B'yado, Hon Rav, he had a lot of money, he was very wealthy. Azachiv Lisa Isha Hayakodim, he had to get married first. Ulam Acha Shenishtad Aidei Eliphaz, he became poor because Eliphaz took all the money. Vinishar Biurum Vachoser Kol, he had nothing. Oz Nishtan Hadin, the din changed. Vayalav Lahakdim Lumotor. Now he's Ani, he had to learn first. So Shina Efo as Darcho Final of Ace Medjish, that's why he changed. He was initially going to go find a wife. But now he's poorer and he wouldn't be able to support himself and a family. So he changed his direction and went to Base Medjish Shem Ve'Aver for 14 years. And that's Pshat of why when Vyatzal Alechas Lacharam, he went to Charan and he spent 14 years. What's one to do with the next? Because since he became Ani, he went to learn for 14 years. That's what the Chida writes. Chassam Sofer points out another Rashi in that Pasuk. Yitzias Tzadik min hamakom ose roshem. When a Tzadik leaves, he leaves a roshem, he leaves a mark, he leaves an imprint where he comes from. V'temua, hare gam Avram ozev es hamakom miguriyov. Didn't Avram also leave from a place and didn't he leave a roshem? Didn't he leave a mark? Lamalo b'nemar etzal v'yetze, by v'yetze Avram, we don't have v'yetze Avram. El Avram gar ben ha'ovdei chachavim. Since Avram lived amongst the goyim, those who worshipped idols, lo hir gyushu b'tzadik kishe gar etzlam, they didn't recognize, they didn't appreciate Avram. So although there was a roshim, but it didn't impact anybody. Lo asa elam roshim, it didn't leave a roshim for them. Mash'ein ken Yaakov, shehishyas Yitzchak Rivka, that Yaakov left his parents, who of course were tzadikim, Yitzchak and Rivka, Aleim also Yitzias Aroshim. So for them, the Tzadik Yaakov left Aroshim, made an impact on the Tzadikim. Kedusha Levi, also on this pasuk, says, Vayitza Yaakov Perish Rashi. Rashi writes, Kozman She Tzadik Be'ir Hu Hoda. When a Tzadik's in a city, he's the Hod, he's the beauty, he's the grandeur. The Kasha of the Rashi explains, what was Rashi's concern? What was Rashi's question? The Lama Kasa Vayilcha Charana. Why did it say Charana? Havale lichtova vayered Charana. He went down to Charan. He left. He left Eretz Yisrael. Kipirsh b'kama makomos the haolech Eretz Yisrael lechutzal arts. Whenever a person leaves Eretz Yisrael, it's called a descent. Vayered she Eretz Yisrael gavom lechutzal arts. Eretz Yisrael is higher physically and spiritually than everywhere else. Amnam ikur Eretz Yisrael gavom beruchnius hakadosh lechutzal arts. It's a much higher level in ruchnius. Lachein k'siv vayered. When Yaakov left, it doesn't say Yerida. Kishiyat mi Be'er Sheva. Pana Hodo perish shehod pana v'halach imo. The Hod, the beauty, the grandeur, left with him. Kedusha Eretz Yisrael hacha imo went with him to Hahod. He was the Hod itself. Yaakov carried that Hod, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Normally, when a person leaves Eretz Yisrael, he leaves the Kedusha. He loses it. He's a Ve'yered. He's a Yerida. Mashenk and Yaakov, there's no Yerida. Lazek siv vayelch charan of lo yared. She Yaakov lo yared klal. He didn't have a descent. He didn't have a Yerida. Lazek kavanas chachmei nizal gamkein mevur Rashi. Rashi says, "Bepasuk v'inei anochi imach. I'm with you." Shenekar har Moriah. The har Moriah came with him. Har Moriah came with Yaakov Avinu. Ubalakan came to Chutzar. It's Ayin Sham. Look what Rashi says there. Yaakov was so bothered, he was troubled, he had to leave Eretz Yisrael. Don't be so scared when you have to leave again to Mitzrayim. Yaakov was scared, he didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. L'chein hirelo Hashem Yisbarach shehar hamaria neka etzlo, that har hamaria is going to come along with Yaakov, ubezeh simen shelo yisari, this way you won't be concerned, shebavuro yelech imo kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it's going to long walk along with you, kimo shira ata shebavuro halach har hamaria v'habi. And that's why it doesn't say v'yeret says kedushas levi, because the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, har hamaria came along with Yaakovinu. One other pshat on this pasuk is the agra dekala. Beautiful remez here. It says, "Vayet Yaakov miber sheva yech charana." Omru charana lo lecharan. Why doesn't it say lecharan? We know the word charana, the head at the end, it means lecharan. So why didn't you say lecharan? Hagam she'amru chazal ha'hei b'sofa tishamish b'makom lamed b'tchila. So granted, we know that when the hei is the end, it serves as if it's a lamed in the beginning. But in kol zeh, despite all that, time abay, we have to still ask the question: Lama lo nichtav b'lamed v'lo b'mikrehu? Why did they use Charana, not L'charan? So says the Agur Dekal. The Yesh L'Ramez, we could bring a beautiful hint here. Ki Tevas Charana, the Gematria Reish Samach Gimel. The Gematria of Charana is 263, Lashon of Sagar, close. The Romans, Ki B'chol Makom Asher Ish HaYisraeli Holich Begalus, wherever a Jew goes into exile, Sham Tislabesh HaShchina Bilvushei Lachayoso. The Shechina is everywhere in Galus. It's hidden. It's everywhere in Galus. It's hiding behind Levushim. Mine, Remez HaLevush, the hint of a Levush, a covering, are the Osios HaKtumim LeTevas Shechina, the letters prior to Shechina, as if they're blocking Shechina. So the letters of Shechina are Shin, Chaf, Yud, Nun, He. The letter prior to Shechina is a Reish. The letter prior to Chaf is, prior to Shin is Reish, prior to Chaf is Yud, prior to Yud is Tes, prior to Nun is Mem, and the letter prior to Hi-Hei is Dalet, all those letters that are prior together equal 263 Sagar. They're the Sagar, they're the block, they're the Levush of Shechina. You have to access them, go behind them to get to the Shechina. They tell us the Shechina is everywhere, but sometimes when we're in Galus, it's hidden. Shekaviyachol niskar ha'or ad eitz ba, devaru shalach melech v'yatiru. Now the light is hidden until the king sends and releases it. He's going to Charan Levar Hanitzotos to try to find and bring up the hidden kedusha, hidden sparks. Bechinas Galus, v'sham halcha Shechina l'sabe sham b'levush, and there the Shechina was hidden behind some coverings. V'zeh shemirames ba'omru Charana. That's why the word Charana is used as a remez to the sagar behind the closed doors. You're going to find the great lights. The Rama is the Hanal to teach, to hint at the above, Sheshchina halcha ima lislabesh. The Shechina will be with you hiding, but you're going to expose it and try to extract all the nitzotos. Okay, good. Now, the next one goes in the pasuk, this ishbitzer, on the following pasuk. It says, V'hinei Hashem nitzav alav, Hashem is standing upon you, V'yomar ni Hashem elke Avram avichan v'chule. So asks the ishbitzer, why does it say V'hinei Hashem nitzav, and not V'nei Hashem Omeid? What's the difference between Nitzav and Omeid? They both mean to stand. So Ishbritz writes, V'nei Hashem Nitzav Alav, Hinei Zos Yadua, we know, Ki Iker Hezgalas Hashem Yisbarach Ba'olam, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals and exposes himself in the world, Aydei Shlosha, in three different areas, three different domains. Olam, Shana, Nefesh. Olam is space, Shana is time, and Nefesh is person, in the Shama. Olam, whose Makom HaMikdash, HaShasham, who Hezgalas Elakusa Yisbarach. The Makom Mikdash is a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals his Kedusha in the greatest way. Shana, hi ha-mevar shebizmanim, mufchor shebizmanim, the highest times, who Shabbos. Shabbos is the greatest man in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is nizgala. Nim says galas elokusa. So the Makom Mikdash is the greatest revelation of Hashem's presence, and Shabbos is the greatest time. But nefesh hu'al nefashos mitzol is galas b'shechina. So different people, different personalities are able to expose Hashem's Shechina in different ways. Nine, kan, haya eila shlosha b'shlemos. Here, in this week's parsha, we have all three in the highest forms. Makom Mikdash, shenemara ein ze ki'im beis elokim. This is the house of God, to the highest form of the Makom. Hazman is be'es haya eskalasa b'hazos b'shabbos kodesh. The event that Yaakov chanced upon Har Bayis was on Shabbos. So we have the greatest place and the greatest man. The nefesh is Yaakov. Yaakovinu is a mufchar shebe nefashos. He was the highest of the people in the world. Shebo nichlecho kol nefashos Yisrael. He represented everyone. The Ekdishu as Kadosh Yaakov. Yaakov ended up getting the name Yisrael as well. He represents all of Am Yisrael. So fine, that's the background. You know, Hashem nitzav alav. Hashem stood upon him. Is there a pasuk b'atzma who bracha? It's a bracha. And what's the bracha? Ubir zeh kemoshe kedusha Shabbos hikavu v'kaima. B'lishim hakdasha v'asruusa miYisrael. That Shabbos exists from above. It's set. It's objective. It's absolute. It doesn't require any kedusha from below. Rak mitzad Hashem yis baruch b'atzma. Kadosh Baruch Hu has infused Shabbos as his man of kedusha. It's kadosh lo ki yom tovim, unlike yom tovim as we know she Yisrael mekachin or something that we create Yantif. Shabbos is objective from above. Kach hu kedushas Yaakov. So too the kedusha of Yaakov, we know kedusha Shabbos she kadosh mitzad Hashem yis baruch. Hashem is miskadim mekadeshim. Ve'inu tzarach l'shem asrusa. It doesn't need any from above. To refer to what we said last week in one of the other varlach is that the Rashi says that kadosh baruch who called Yaakov his name as well. He infused him with kedusha. So too a kadosh baruch who gave the kedusha to Yaakov. It's kim of a kavu v'kaima like Shabbos is kavu v'kaima. Akarach lo nemar omeid alav, because it doesn't say the word omeid. Rak nitzav ki omeid mashma she'ata omeid alav. V'lo mikodem omeid means I'm standing now, but not before him. Sometimes you stand and sometimes you sit. It's mikach asrusa delay. You stand up. That shows like you're putting kedusha in, but before there wasn't kedusha. Aval nitzav, nitzav is absolute. Hainu shetamin mekushima. Kadosh Baruch Hu, hinei Hashem nitzav alav. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has always been, will always be with Yaakov Avinu because he's like Shabbos of kavua v'kaima. Next pasuk, one of my most favorite varlach is from Shamshina Mashapoli on the pasuk of Avikatz Yaakov Mishnah. So Yaakov woke up. Vayomer Achen Yesh Hashem b'makom hazev anochi liyadati Achen. There's Hashem in this place, but I didn't recognize. I didn't know this. So it brings down from different svarim, but the one I have in front of you is found in Otzos HaTorah, according from the Pardes Yosef, who quotes from this Rav Shamshin Ve'asher Poli, that the word Achein in the Rashi Teva is Arye Kruv V'Nesher. There are four legs of the Kisei HaKavod, and there are four different images. So the Yaakov was aware of the Arye, he was aware of the Kruv and aware of the Nesher, the Rashi Teva of Achein. Anochi, which of the Rashi Teva is also Arye Kruv V'Nesher, but also the Yud, is Yaakov, Anochi Le'edati. I didn't know that I was the fourth one. Yaakov Avinu fell asleep and he saw the Kisei HaKavod and he saw his face as the fourth image. He didn't know he's the last one. That's what it means. Achein yadati yeshka. I knew about the Achein. I knew about the Aryeh, the Kruv V'Nesher. Mishum Shirah B'Chalamos. Kisei HaKavod v'yadah shechakuk shem Aryeh Kruv V'Nesher. That much I knew. V'anochi myself, which also the extra Yud, Yaakov Avinu, that lo yadati, that I didn't know. Yaakov Avinu's face was embedded in the fourth leg of the Kisei HaKavod. The next one is a beautiful Gra. The Gra likes to sometimes make beautiful ideas of Vartlach on Trap. So it says in the Pasuk, Ha'evan azos asher samti b'matzeva yeh beis elokim, b'chol asher titen li, aser asrenula. All that I give, I will give you ma'aser. So writes the Gra, Mikan lamdu chacham, and chacham will learn from here, that hamivazbeis litztaka, ayivazbeis yos mechomish. A person wants to spend a lot of money in staka, he shouldn't spend more than a chomish. More than 20% of the money, he shouldn't give away more than 1/5. He needs to keep 4/5 for himself. Shnei asurin shu chomish, right? Aser aserenu, double tenths, that's 2/5. That's 1/5, that's 20%. That's the limit from here. So shalos hagra, the Gra asks the question, minayin sha'asalasis yos mechomish. How do you know it's aser to? Ula Yaakov nasin chomish. Maybe Yaakov gave a fifth, but maybe you're allowed to give more. Who says it's aser to give more? So the Gemara says, because it says in the pasuk, ha'asher lo yarbe, the wealth, the rich shouldn't give more. Umilim elu tamim munach ruvi, ha'asher lo yarbe, the trap on ha'asher lo yarbe is a munach ruvi, it's called. Lahoros she'asher lo yarbe mechomesh, he shouldn't put more than a chomesh. The arbach alakim hayu munacham etzel. He has to leave four by himself. Munach revi means he has to leave for himself 4/5. So we learn from this pasuk asreta asrenu. You give 1/5, but there's iser of hesher lo yarbet. Don't give more than that. Munach revi, leave 4/5 for yourself. So beautiful gra on the trap. Next one is a very nice imre shefer, Rav Shlomo Kluger, on the pasuk when Leah names her son Yisachar. He says, "Vatomer Leah nasan elokim schari, asher nasati shivchasi liishi, vatigar shmo Yisachar." So says the Rav Shlomo Kluger. He writes that Leah ramas li Yisachar b'shem zeh, it's also liosla. Leah was being merames to Yisachar. What was the future going to be in terms of what? Dinei Amu Chazal teach us in the Gemara in Uksin. Osir Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahanichil lechal tzadik v'tzadik shai olamos. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give every single tzadik 310 shai olamos worlds. Veish ladaktig madu dafka shai olamos seems or arbitrary number. Why 310? Ubir mefarshim explain. Yesh tarik mitzvahs deraisa. There's 613 mitzvahs midraisa. Vizai mitzvahs dirbanan. There's 7 mitzvahs midirbanan. That's a total sach hakol taf reishchaf. That's 620 total mitzvahs. Each mitzvah that we do, we create another world. We wear tefillin, there's a world of tefillin. We wear tittis, there's a world of tittis. And each mitzvah has its own world. 620 worlds. Nimsa, hatzadik shemakayim kol mitzvahs kulam borei taf resh chaf olamos. The tzadik fulfills all the mitzvahs, he has 612 worlds. Ulam kevin she hatzadik tzarachas has zvulin sheyelo elez v'levsiyur. Since a tzaddik, a person learning in yeshiva and learning a kol, needs support of a zvulin who's giving him money. V'nimsa hazvulin shemesai lo mischalik b'scharo lokei chatzi mischar taf tamar chacham. The zvulin who supports the tamar chacham, he gets half the schar of the olam haba of the tamar chacham. Turns out nishal yisachar me'atav reishcha from the 620, he only has half that, which is 310. That's shai olamos. And that's what it means. Also, the Kaddish Baruch Hu lahanchil lechol tzadik v'tzadik shalomos. A chol tzadik v'tzadik means to Yisachar and Zvulun. Tzadik v'tzadik, each one will get 310. A total of 620, but they're going to split the profits together. And he goes on to explain as well by a husband and wife. The wife supports the husband in learning. That too is an Ezer connector. That too is going to give support. They're going to give a chatzi chatzi of the schar. Okay, we'll finish with this. Everyone have a wonderful week and a beautiful Shabbos.